Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer. I want to go right to the phones because I hope waiting patiently is Brian Pulser. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Oh, great to have you. Sorry it took a little. You know, we were a little late, but we're going to spend plenty of time with you. Austin, I know you were listening, is such a great source of information. He's so full of knowledge. He gets reports from all over the country, and he really understands fishing in this area. So I like to get him on and really get that information out there. But some good things going on where you are up in the Rifle Gap, Harvey Gap, Rifle Falls area. First of all, did you get hit by this cold weather?
No, we were expecting it. We were preparing for it, and it was kind of a letdown. I was ready to see some snowflakes, but we got the cold temperatures, but not the moisture, which we desperately need.
Oh, I know. You know, there was a minute, I don't know if you went through this, because I know you also follow ice fishing. There was a minute when it was about single digits there. I'm thinking, I wonder if I should be checking for ice.
Right. We're a little ways off from that, but yeah. It'll be here before we know it.
Oh, I said, why don't you tell people where the park's located and describe it for them?
Sure. We're just north of Rifle, Colorado, which is between Glenwood Springs and Grand Junction. So it's not too far of a drive from from Denver, about 3.5 hours. So if you take exit 90 and head north through town, take a right at the bowling alley, and that's Highway 325. About 5 miles from there, you'll pass Rifle Gap State Park. And if you continue on 325 for another 5 minutes or so, you'll hit Rifle Falls State Park. And, of course, Harvey Gap is just about 10 minutes east of both of those parks. So three parks in a fairly close location. You can't go wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. Tons of activities, three parks, and each one is very unique, I mean, compared to the others. You have year-round camping there, I assume.
We do. Rifle Falls, we keep all the campsites open year-round. However, we do get more snow there than Rifle Gap, so it's a good idea to check with us. We'll have a few of them plowed out throughout the winter, but if there's a particular spot you like, give us a call. We'll get it cleared out for you. And Rifle Gap, we'll close down our Lakeview Loop for the winter time, but we'll keep everything else open.
And now, this is just anecdotal evidence, but I just think people just don't want to put their stuff away in the winter anymore. More and more people with the gear we have now that we can, you know, whether it's clothing or the tents and sleeping bags and the RVs certainly are just made to be in the winter. I see more and more people camping right through the winter, don't you?
Absolutely. And then with the ice fishing opportunities that we have, that's definitely bringing more people into the campground throughout the winter. So it's very exciting to see.
How are the colors up where you are? Did this cold accelerate that a little bit? Is there still some time to spend time at the parks and enjoy the colors?
Yeah, we still have some time left, probably at least through this weekend, at least next weekend, and maybe even the weekend after. So we probably got another week and a half. This is far and away my favorite time of year. Get to see the fall colors. You're not fighting the crowds like you did over the summer. The waterfalls are at Rifle Falls is still going strong. Just beautiful time. The wildlife is out. We're seeing a lot of turkey, a lot of mule deer. We'll see the occasional bear, but we typically don't have any issues with the bear, just sightings, fortunately.
Usually there's issues with people, not with animals, but that's
correct.
That's another show. We'll do that. But you're right. It's such a beautiful time, and you guys are in such a great setting. You have a lot of trails other than even the one going up to the falls. They can enjoy them, right?
Right. Yeah, we've got several trails at Rifle Falls State Park that'll take you through the absolutely beautiful colors this time of year. We have a trail that leads up to the fish hatchery. If you want a little bit longer trail, that's about a 2-mile trail. And of course, the hatchery has a lot to offer visitors as far as a viewing experience with the fish that they have up there and their operations.
You're also very close to both motorized and on non-motorized trails on other public land, aren't you?
Yeah, Rifle Gap especially. We have access to BLM. There's a pretty good expanse of trails just to the north. And if you're camping at our Sage campground loop, You can actually ride your four-wheeler out from your campsite up through those trails. And you know, with hunting season starting or rifle season starting, this is a good opportunity if you are a hunter to use those trails to go up and hopefully find a catch.
Now, you have a variety of fishing opportunities at the parks, too. First of all, boating is a little different. Obviously, the falls you don't boat, but the two lakes, Harvey and Rifle, tell people the difference in boating. What's the water levels and restrictions, and are they open, and who can use them?
Sure. We'll start with Rifle Gap. We are down 17 feet, which is actually not too bad for this time of year. It sounds like that's low, but keep in mind, last year we were 43 feet down at this same time last year. So boating and fishing conditions are very good for this time of year. There are no limits on your boat. We do have an ANS inspection station, so it is required that you have that inspection before launching, and our hours for those inspections are from 8 to 4, both at Rifle Gap and Harvey Gap. And at Harvey Gap, it is a little bit more limited over there. There is a 20-horsepower limit to our boating. If you have a larger motor, that's fine. You can keep that on there. Just use your small trolling motor or 20-horsepower or less to get moved around over there. And the water levels are down over there. The boat ramp is just about out of the water, but that's pretty typical for this time of year. And you are still able to launch even with that ramp nearly out of the water.
Ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that the ground below, it's not very soft, so it's almost like concrete. It's almost like the boat ramp, so it's not going to affect you launching too bad.
And what kind of fishing are you seeing at the parks right now?
Sure. We're seeing people catch, of course, trout. Your last caller was talking about brown trout. We do have brown trout at Rifle Gap, as well as rainbow trout. Yellow perch we're seeing caught, as well as pike. And then walleye as well. And then other fish that we do have at Rifle Gap, smallmouth bass, crappie, bluegill. So we have a wide variety of some of the warmer fish species at Rifle Gap and Harvey Gap. And then at Harvey Gap, the only difference is instead of walleye, they have tiger muskie as well as channel catfish.
And the fishing will continue right up to freeze up, and then Rifle Gap becomes a great ice fishing destination also.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, Harvey Gap does as well. Last year, we froze very early. It was shortly after Thanksgiving that we froze. Typically, we don't freeze until about the third week in December. And for that first month, especially, you're just slaying the pike and perch and walleye at Rifle Gap. And then, of course, the perch and pike and bluegill as well at Harvey Gap.
But it's a great place. There's still lots of great weather. I think the message is people just don't quit going out, folks. This can be, like you said, it's the most beautiful time of the year. The weather actually, for the most part, is stable. Most of the time you'll get a front that came through like we did. But you'll get lots of beautiful weather, and you don't have the crowds.
Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, this is our favorite time of year. I imagine we're not alone. Great time to be out fishing, hiking, viewing the wildlife. There's a lot of that going on right now.
All right. Brian, thanks so much for joining us. You've got a great place. Hopefully a lot of people will keep coming all winter.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. That's Brian from Rifle Gap. We're going to take a quick time out, and then we're going to tell you about an event right here in our backyard that's kind of different and fun for everybody on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.